I heard the flute. I think it's on. This one's on? Okay, good morning. As always, our limud of Hilchos Lashon Hara is Lizchus Refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chai Leshtav Refuah Shlema B'Soch Shech Chol Yisrael B'Korev. So, today we come to our favorite subject, which is speaking about Rabbonim. So the Chofetz Chaim says that we all consider ourselves experts when it comes to Rabbonim. This one's a good speaker, that one's a bad speaker, this one is a Talmud Chochem, and the other one's not a Talmud Chochem. This one is worldly and understands people and understands business, the other one doesn't understand business, doesn't understand people. Yeah, you know, he did get training, he didn't get training. We've all got opinions about Rabbonim. And, you know, which one shall I rely on for the Eruv? You know, should it be this one or that one? The one that's alive, the one that's no longer alive, the one that made an Eruv, the one that could have made an Eruv, the one that said that there was an Eruv was possible and not possible. So, and we all have our opinions and we tend to talk about it, we tend to discuss it, we tend to speak amongst ourselves about the Rabbonim. Yeah. And therefore says the Chofetz Chaim as follows. So you, as a balabos, don't really have it's not l'toyeles, it's just a discussion. It's usually a round table discussion at a simcha, whatever it is. And you're not really an expert in Rabbonim, and you're not an expert in the subjects that the Rabbonim are supposed to know, that you can say he's a good Rav, he's a bad Rav, he knows this subject, he doesn't know this subject, he's good at this, he's good at that. And the effect that you can have by denigrating a Rav, and by saying that, he's not good at this, not good at that, that can have an adverse effect on the psokim that he gives, on the respect that he has, on his parnosa even. People will take him, won't take him, will listen to him, won't listen to him, etc. And therefore, there have been times when people have said something like, you know, I've got a din Torah coming up. Oh, which Bezdin are you going to? Oh, I'm going to that Bezdin. Oh, you don't want to go to them. They're not very good. They don't really understand business. They don't really pay attention. I heard the story that one of the Rabbonim was sleeping during the day. Go better to another Bezdin. So that means that those Rabbonim and that Bezdin are going to lose out as a result. What? It might be if it's genuine L'Toyeles, yeah? We'll talk about Toyeles, right? But generally speaking, when it's just a chatting, it's just talking, says the Chofetz Chaim, there's no justification for it, and it's 100% Lashon Hara.
Start your day with Torah Way North of London, Wednesday, Tes Nissan, 17th of April, Rabbi Benny Blau, Shlita, Comics, Facts or Feelings. This week's Torah Way is installed anonymously with the Chus, HaShavon V'Achayolim V'Amilchamosh, Shachzu L'Votayim V'Shalom V'Mheiro.
Good morning, everyone. I apologize for the misleading title today. The shiur was supposed to be on the sugya of Chomet Shenifsal Ma'achilas Kelev and the sugya of Achshavei, hence the title Chomet's Facts or Feelings. But as I understand, Rabbi Lawrence has so eloquently covered that sugya, and I couldn't do justice to the sugya the way that he did. So we will be discussing a different sugya today, and nothing to do with chometz, facts or feelings. So the sugya I'd like to discuss today is a sugya of a very practical sugya, which is a sugya of matzah gezula. Now, everyone's very aware that on Sukkos, there's a din of lekachtem lochem bayim harishayin, that the Chazal Darshan from the word Lochem, the Arba Minim, has to fully belong to you. Which means that one cannot fulfill his Chiv of Arba Minim with stolen Arba Minim, or even with borrowed Arba Minim. You can't just borrow, if one hasn't got his own Dalad Minim, we know that you can't just borrow Dalad Minim from the person next to you. The person, either you have to buy your own, or the person has to give it to you with a proper kinyan, has to fully belong to you. The Gemara discusses whether a matana al manas lahachzir, somebody that gives you the arba minim al batnai, with the condition that it has to be given back to the owner after to the original owner after you fulfill the chiyuv, whether that's considered a matana or it's not. We paskin it is considered a matana, but al kaponim the arba minim has to fully belong to you on Sukkos. What is less known is that despite the fact that it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah matzoi seichem, it doesn't say in the Torah that the matzois have to belong to you, nevertheless, this din very possibly applies to matzos too. And obviously, while we're not accusing anyone of walking into Kosher King, taking a box of matzos off the shelf and not paying for them, there are some very practical halachas which could come out of this sugya of matzah, this din of matzah gezula. So let's discuss whether matzah fully has to belong to you, the way that arba minim have to belong to you on Sukkos. So the Gemara in Psachim says as follows: Omrev Asi, Isa shel maisa sheni. You have a dough which is maisa sheni. The divrei Reb Meir paturim in a chala. Reb Meir holds that maisa sheni is considered momen gavoya, which means it's considered, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money. It's not considered your own money, and therefore it's potter, you're potter from being mafresh chala. Sorry, Debri Chachomim, Chayeves Bechala, Kunt Chachomim, he says Ma'aseh Sheni is considered Momen Hedyot, Momen Bailim, and therefore you have to be mafresh chala. Okay, the Gemara carries on. Matzois shall Ma'aseh Sheni. What about Matzois, which are Ma'aseh Sheni? So again, according to Reb Meir, says the Gemara, Ein Odom Yetzei De Chavosai, a person does not fulfill his obligation because they're not considered his matzahs. The Gemara is going to explain why soon. The Devar Chacham, the Kunt Chacham, that it's called Momen Bailim, Yetzei Bo Yedei Chavosai BePesach. And the Gemara carries on, Esrug Shal Ma'aseh Sheni, and Esrug which belongs to Ma'aseh Sheni, again, a Devar Reb Meir, Ein Yetzei Bo Yedei Chavosai, you're not Yetzei, you're Chiyuv B'Yomtev. The Devar Chachamim, that it belongs to you, Adam Yates by Yedei Chavosai B'Yomtev. Mask if Lord of Papa, if Papa asks the question, Bishloi me Isa, buy a dough, Dichsiv Arisa Yisechem. It says in the Torah that for a dough, for you to be Mafresh Chala on an Isa, it has to belong to you, Arisa Yisechem, it has to be your dough. Mishalochem, Esrug Nami, Dichsiv, the famous Pasuk, Velakachtem Lochem, the Esrug has to belong to you. Lochem, Mishalochem, the Chazal Darshan. Ela Matzah asks Rav Papa, Mi Ksiv, Matzah Yisecha, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the matzah has to belong to you. So why, according to Reb Meir, that a matzah of a Ma'aseh Sheni is considered Momen Gavoya, so what? Why can't you be Yetzi Yechiv with matzah of Ma'aseh Sheni? Answer the Gemara, Omer Rav Avitim Rav Yema Bar Shlamia, Asya Lechem Lechem. We have a Gzeira Shava. It says by matzah Lechem Oini. The Torah calls it Lechem Oini. Uksiv Hosom by Chala, it says also the Loshon of Lechem, it says Vahoyo Bacholchem Ilechem Ha'oret, Torimo Truma Lashem. So we make a Gzeira Shava of Lechem. Lechem, says the Gemara, Mala Halon, like by Chala, by being Mafresh Chala Mishalochem, it has to belong to you. Afkan Mishalochem, so too here, it has to belong to you. Atkan, that's the Gemara in Psachim, same Gemara in Sukkah. Now, based on this Gemara, the Rosh Paskins in Psachim, that would seem from this Gemara that Matzah Gezula, stolen Matzah, one cannot fulfill his Chayiv, his Chiyuv, his Mitzvah of Achilles Matzah with Matzah Gezula, which means that it sounds like the Rosh is understanding from this Sugya, that because we have a Gzeira Shava of Lechem Lechem, despite the fact that it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Matzah Yiseichem, that it has to be your Matzahs, nevertheless, because of the Gzeira Shava from Chala, the Matzahs have to fully belong to you, and there is some din of Lochem by Matzahs as well. That's what it would seem according to the Rosh. Otherwise, how would you extrapolate from this Gemara that Matzah Gezula is Osa? There may be other reasons why it's Osa, but from the fact that he says, from this Gemara would see that Matzah Gezula is Osa, it sounds like he's understanding there's a din of Lochem, that it has to belong to you by Matzah Gezula as well. Now the Rambam also paskins Matzah Gezula is Osa. It's not clear what the reason is in the Rambam. And now we come on to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Chala says, Matzah Gezula, stolen Matzah, Osa Levari Chaleh. One is not allowed to make a bracha on Matzah Gezula. it brings, I haven't got Yerushalmi, I couldn't find Yerushalmi, but it brings a pasuk in Tehillim, in Tehillim, that somebody that makes a bracha on a stolen item, it's killed in Niyetz Hashem, it's as if you're angering at Kaddish Baruch Hu, you don't make a bracha on a stolen item. Says the Yerushalmi, so Reb Oishia says that that's only for the bracha Rishayna. Once you have eaten matzah gzulah, you have to bench on the matzah. Shaila is why. So the Mefarshim there, the Ridvaz, the Plei Moshe, explain that despite the fact that it was matzah gzulah, it didn't belong to you, and therefore you can't make a bracha Rishayna, once you have eaten it, you have now been koiner it with Yush and Shinna Meister. We know that whenever you steal, if somebody steals something, right? So there's dinner of a heishiv. Once he does some sort of shinu, if it's a shinu rishus, it moves to a different jurisdiction. A shinu maisa, you change the object, so you steal wood, you make a chair out of it, right? So of course you still have to pay the person back, but you don't have to give that item back to the owner. It's called yiyush and shinu maisa, and therefore it doesn't belong to the original owner anymore. So therefore they say, once you have eaten the matzah, since it has all now disintegrated, you have eaten it up, therefore, bracha achroina, you do have to make, okay, that's Reb Oishia. The Yerushalmi carries on, Reb Yoina Oimer Ein Aveira Mitzvah, Reb Yosi Oimer Ein Mitzvah Aveira, and the Mefarshim explains the Machlekes whether a mitzvah which comes about through an Aveira, can you make a bracha on it? The Yerushalmi finishes off, Amar Reb Hila, Eile HaMitzvahs, it says in the Torah, Eile HaMitzvahs, Im Asiyoson K'mitzvoson He Mitzvahs, Ve'im Lav Einon Mitzvahs. Right? Which so the Ritva in Sukkah brings this Yerushalmi, and he says that it sounds like, at least according to the Maskana of the Yerushalmi, the reason why Matzah Gzula is possible is not because of a Gzeirah Shavah of Lechem Lechem from Challah, but rather from the Yerushalmi, it sounds like any mitzvah which came about through an Aveira isn't a mitzvah, and that's the klal, the famous klal of mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira, a mitzvah that comes about through an aveira, and that's why, the reason why matzah gzula, one can't fulfill his chiyuv achilas matzah, is because it's a mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira. Okay. The Ritva carries on, he claims that according to the Bavli, there's no, one can fulfill his chiyuv even with matzah gzula. So the Rishalmi says, and according to the Maskana, that's mitzvah baba avera. He understands that according to the Bavli, betzim you can fulfill your chiyuv. We have a gzeirah shava of lechem lechem. So he explains that specifically it can't be momen gevoya, right? But once it's momen hedyot, once it belongs to a human being, once it belongs to a person, even if it's gzula, of course, the chatchila one can't steal it, but you can fulfill your chiyuv. Now the Magid Mishnah quotes this Yerushalmi, and he explains, not like the Pnei Moshe and the Ridvaz, which we just said, that according to the first opinion in Yerushalmi, there is a din of Lochem by Matzah, but you're koder it with Yush and Shinu Maisa. He understands, the Magid Mishnah, that according to the first Shitta in the Yerushalmi, since it doesn't say specifically matzah seichin by matzah, therefore b'diyeved one is yetzer, and there's no din of lachem whatsoever by matzah, whereas the second shitta holds that it's a mitzvah bar ba'avirah. But both shittas in Yerushalmi, according to the Magid Mishnah, agree there's no din of lachem by matzah. So just to recap, according to the Rosh... sorry?
He's going to eat.
Yeah, in other words, according to the Pnei Moshe, yeah, exactly. So according to the Pnei Moshe, the first understanding of the Yerushalmi, according to the first shitta, there is a din of lochem, but you acquire it. According to the
mitzvah?
Who?
Yotzer
the mitzvah. So the mitzvah. You can't make a bracha on the matzah. Yeah, so it's a problem. But the mitzvah, you yotzer the mitzvah. So again, so according to the Rosh, there is a din of lochem by matzah. According to the Ritva, at least according to his understanding of the maskon of the Yerushalmi, there's no din of lochem. Now, I'll just point out that according to Tosfos in Sukkah and Psachim, both point out that even if it is a din of lochem by matzah, that matzah has to belong to you, it's different to an esrog. Arab aminim fully have to belong to you. If you buy an esrog with your partner, right, with your business partner, and you have an esrog together, you can't be yetzer the mitzvah. The esrog, the Arab aminim have to fully belong to you. Whereas by matzah, as long as you have a kezias of matzah, you can be yetzer your chiv. And therefore, few people can buy a matzah together, but you have to have at least a kezias of matzah. Okay, how do we paskin? The mechaber paskins, you can't be yetzer your chiv with matzah gezula. The Mechaber proceeds to say that that's only the case if you actually steal the matzah. If you steal the chitim or the kemach and you make matzah, then you're yotzer. As we said before, you're koina with the shinui, right? You've turned the flour into matzah, and therefore you fulfill your chiyuv of achilas matzah. Sorry, you have to pay for it. Of course, you have to pay for it because you stole it, but you fulfill your chiyuv because now you have been koina the flour with shinui maisa. Now, the Taz points out, this is going to be very important for later on, that even if there is a din of lochem by matzah, there is a big difference between arba minim and matzah. Arba minim, we said, if you haven't got dalad minim on sukkos, you can't just borrow it from your friend. It has to belong to you. Whereas by matzah, he says, you can borrow it from your friend. Why? Because when you borrow matzah from a friend, the person's not expecting that piece of matzah back, obviously, right? The person's expecting you to eat the matzah and to give them a different matzah back. Therefore, he says it's considered a loan. It's considered a halvah and not a she'elah, right? Which means that he's not expecting that matzah back. And a halvah, the Gemara says, fully belongs to you. A person's allowed to borrow money and be mekadesh isha with that money because that money, that money fully belongs to you. Now, another couple of interesting halachas. The Mishnah Berurah points out, he brings from the Mogen Avraham, it comes from the Rishonim, that if there's a chabura baking matzahs, and each person owns part of the flour, then each person should make a condition when they start baking matzahs, that if matzahs get mixed up and somebody else ends up having my matzahs, then I'm being makneh to him with my Tana Gemurah, I'm allowing him to have my matzahs, and like that there wouldn't be any problem of matzah gezula. Now the Oruch HaShulchan says that b'di'evet, if it happens that you don't make that condition and it does get swapped around, then it doesn't matter because we can assume that the people are meichel each other as long as everyone has matzahs, they're a similar value, and therefore that is fine. I remember I had a shayla once. I was in yeshiva, and most of the yeshiva lit their menorahs outside, which is the minigur Yerushalayim. Most people light outside by the front door. Myself and one other bocher lit our menorahs in the dining room. By the windows, that was our minhagen, that was our minhag, so we lit by the windows. I come there one day, and I see my menorah is lit, and the other menorah is not lit, right? So it was very evident that the other bocha had gone and lit my menorah by mistake. It was two different windowsills next to each other, and my shayla now was, can I go and light his menorah, or do I say no, it's gezula, it doesn't belong to me, I need to ask Rishus. I couldn't find him, the time was getting late, so I call a rav up, and the rav says, a bit of a cop-out psak, as we say. He says, light it without a bracha. But based on this Aruch HaShulchan, L'chayra could have lit it with a bracha, right? Because we can make an assumption, as long as two things are of a similar value, like by matzah, and he's gone and taken your matzah, then b'di'evet, one can be yetzer by eating his matzah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says another very practical halacha. He says that... Sorry? Yeah, I was pressed for time, and I guess I probably could have, but I probably could have in hindsight, but okay. He says another very practical halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah. If one buys matzahs, and the seller lets it be known that he needs the money, and while the person doesn't plan on not paying him, he pushes the seller off. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, right, he says the owner alkein oil v'nofik achrav azazi umadcheu beleich v'shuv. Right, sometimes you haven't got the money on me. I'll pay later. The person needs his money. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you do that, you're not yetzer your mitzvah. He says that's considered matzah gezula. Why? Because there's a din in choshen mishpat that if you buy something and you don't pay for it, even if you plan on paying for it, but you're pushing the seller off, then lemafreya. The mekach was never a mekach. The person never wanted to sell it to you based on the fact that he's going to have to chase you up for the money. And therefore, you're not yet to your mitzvah. That's another very important halacha to know when buying matzahs. So the halachas that we mentioned till now about making a condition when you start baking matzahs and paying for your matzahs, that is the chayra across the board. Everyone agrees to that. However, there are some halachas which I'd like to discuss now, which are very much dependent on why matzah gezula is asa. In other words, is it also because of lochem, that has to belong to you, from the gzeira shava of lechem lechem, or is it because of mitzvah habar ba'avir? So let's begin with one shayla. The Shagas Arya asks, what about morrow? stolen moro, moro hagozel, would that be osa or not? Why would it be dependent on this shaila? Because we know generally there's a hekesh of matzah tomorrow. It says in the Torah, al matzos umaroyrim yechluhu, and therefore makesh, matzah, and moro. Now, we know that nowadays moro is only derabbonon. Now there's no korban pesach, moro is only derabbonon. However, if matzah gezula would be osa because of the gzeirah shava of lechem lechem, then moro would have the same din, because would be makesh matzah tomorrow. And if moro if matzah has a din of lechem, then so too moro would have a din of lechem. If, however, it's only matzah is only osa because of a mitzvah bar ba'aveira, mitzvah bar ba'aveira isn't a halacha unique to matzah. It's in fact learnt out of korban. Right? And because it's not an halacha which is unique to the parasha of matzah, we wouldn't necessarily be makish matzah to moro, to say that moro which is stolen is also possible, since the mitzvah of avera, it's not a unique din to matzah, and therefore stolen moro, one could be yetze is chiyuv, even if it's moro gezula, if it's stolen moro.
So it didn't count that.
In other words, he says that when you makish, two things together, that anything which is in the parasha of matzah is in the parasha of moro. So if it's a din of lechem lechem, which means there's a specific din to matzah that has to belong to you, lochem, then will be makish matzah tomorrow. Moro would also have to belong to you. Okay. So therefore, moro gezula would be osa. If it's a mitzvah bar ba'avira, the fact that matzah is osa because of mitzvah bar ba'avira, it doesn't tell you that moro is. But you're going to ask about the moro itself. I didn't speak it out. The moro itself is a mitzvah ba'avira, says the Shagas Aria, based on this big machlokes rishonim, where the mitzvah habar ba'avira by the rabbonon, One is yetzah his chiyuv or not. Let's say the mechaber says that on Sukkos, after the first day, which is only derabbanon, even if it's stolen arba minim, right? There's no problem of mitzvah avir or lochem, because it's only derabbanon. Okay. So the Shagas Aria brings the Yerushalmi that we mentioned before to say that it is a mitzvah habar ba'avira, and it's not because of lochem that it has to fully belong to you. He actually brings a raya. He says it can't be. He brings a raya that chale itself, stolen chale, there is a din of hafroshas chale. There is a din of hafroshas chale, and therefore he says. Sorry, just give me one second. So again, he paskins that one is yotze his mitzvah with moro gezula, because there's no din of lochem. It's only a mitzvah of avera. A mitzvah of avera doesn't apply by the rabbonon. And he says that you can't say that. He said you can't say that you're not yotze your chiyuv by matzah because of the din of lochem. It has to fully belong to you. What's his raya? Because he says that again, we learn out matzah from challah, from being mafresh challah. A stolen dough of challah, one has to be mafresh challah, even though it's stolen. So he says the toffel can't be more chomer than the ikka. If we're only learning out matzah from challah, and stolen challah in itself, one has a chiyuv of afroshas challah, then you can't say one wouldn't be yetza his mitzvah by matzah, because matzah is only learned out of afroshas challah, and therefore he says that when it comes to moro, at least, moro gezula, one can be yetza his mitzvah. The Bir Halacha quotes the Shagas Aria. It's a big machlekes apayiskim. In the end, he says that because the Ramah does paskin that even by the Rabbanon we do say mitzvah ba'aveira, he's chelik with the mechaber. Therefore, you should be cheshish that even moro, which is stolen, one is not yotze his chiyuv. But he says at least he shouldn't make a new bracha when he eats moro again. He should be cheshish for the Shagas Aria, who says that you've been yotze your chiyuv already. Now, there's another very common shaila which will depend on this chakira, on whether matzah is also because whether you're not yotze your chiyuv of matzah because of lochem or because of mitzvah bar ba'aveira. The Sfas Emes in Sukkah, based on the Gemara, the same Gemara in Pesachim and Sukkah, he says that if one has guests by him, he has guests by his table, he says you have to make sure it's not enough to allow them to eat your matzah, you have to actually be maknet to them your matzah. You have to make a kinyan on the matzah, otherwise it's not considered lochem, it's not considered their matzah, and therefore they're not yotze the mitzvah. It finishes off the Sfas Emes. He says, The ha'olam ein is harim b'zeh. Why aren't people makbid to be makna the matzah? So he says, possibly because we said from the Taz before that since when you're giving matzah to somebody, you don't expect that matzah back. It's considered a halva and not a she'ilah, right? And therefore, since a halva is considered totally yours, therefore perhaps that's the reason why people are not makbid. But he says, alechatchila, one should be makbid to... Not his children who are seimach al shulchanai, right? Who live by you, but at least married children, right? So married children who come back to eat by you, according to this vas MS, it's not enough to allow them to eat your matzah. They have to make a kinyan on your matzah. So to any other guests, should make a kinyan. And that's how we paskin. Many poskim, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Orabach, Reb Eliashiv said, lechatchila at least, one should make a kinyan on his matzahs. They say that Reb Eliezer's silver from Cincinnati, he used to say in every Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, make sure that every guest or every married child does a proper hagbah on his matzahs. And he would say that when he was in Dvinsk, he ate by the storim of the Or Simeach and by the Rogachova. And he said that they were both makbid, that all the guests by their table should make a proper kinyan on their matzahs.
What's in a hotel?
Sorry?
In a hotel. You go to a hotel, they give you matzahs.
So hotel's interesting because it's a good shout because you've paid for the hotel. The question is, have you paid for those matzahs?
You have to pay everything to be sure the matzahs belongs to you.
Of course. Are you saying to pay in advance? So I'm going to come on to an interesting shaila about payment in a moment, which could be very practical for hotels as well if you say the matzahs are inclusive. So just hold on 1 minute. Very good. So we're going to talk about payment. We're going to talk about payment in 1 minute. So now again, Rav Nissim Karelit said that the Chazanish wasn't makbid for this. And again, L'chor would be toilo on our shayla before. If you're going with a Rosh, that there's a din of lochem, then there's lochem, it has to fully belong to you. It's not enough that the person allows you to eat it, it has to belong to you. If however we go with the Shagas Arya, with the Ritva, who says with the Yerushalmi L'chor, that the only reason why I stole him out is also because of Mitzvah Habar Ba'avera, then obviously if you're eating in a person's house and he lets you eat it, there's no stolen matzah. So if it doesn't fully belong to you, you can still fulfill your chiyuv with that matzah. But the Eved will for sure yaitzah if you realize after Pesach that you wanted to be makna the matzahs and you weren't, you're definitely yaitzah, either because of the taz, we said, because it's considered a halvor and not a she'ilah, and therefore it fully belongs to him if you lend it to him, or because, like we said from the first opinion of Yerushalmi, from the Pnei Moshe, that you'll kader it with Shinu Maisa, other reasons, but the Eved Yoyetzel, there are many poskim that say that the guests should make a proper kinyan on the matzahs. Now,
when he usually lifts up the matzah in order to eat it, is that enough, or does he have to...
I'm not sure, you have to have kavon.
You have to have kavon.
Yeah, and the Bilezer said, oh, you should do it three tfachim. You should be makbid for the shittah agbon, it's three tfachim. And therefore, L'chor, if you've got no das to be kader it, yeah?
Okay, if you fulfill the mitzvah, if you don't eat the matzah lishmot, say somebody forces it down your throat.
It's a very, very interesting sugya. It's another entire sugya, bola matzah, if somebody forces it down the throat. It will depend on when the... It's interesting, Shiloh. I don't think we have the capacity to discuss it now, but it depends when the mitzvah is. L'maisa, we pass in halacha there, if you swallow matzah, even without chewing it, then you yotze the chiv. L'chatchila, you should try and chew it. If you don't chew it, you're still yotze the mitzvah. Again, so it's a Gemara. Yeah. Okay. There's another very practical shaila, which we touched on before, which would be dependent on the chakir we just mentioned. We said before that if one sells matzah, but he sells it, he doesn't want to sell it on credit. He wants his money, and you're pushing him off. You're not yetzir yachiv, since lemafreya the mekach was never a mekach. He never wanted to sell it on those terms, and therefore you are not yetzir yachiv. Now, okay. Let's say most people pay, they don't push the person off, or honest people. But then the question is, it can be a much more serious question. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchus Dalad Minim, he brings from a Yesh Oimrim that you should not pay for your Arba Minim after Yom Tov. You should pay before Yom Tov. He says, why? He says, let's say you buy Arba Minim and you do either a Meshicha, you bring it into your Rishus, or you do a Hagbah. Since we say that those kinyonim only work midirabbonon, min ha-Torah we say only kesef is kainer, right? You have to do a kinyon kesef, you have to pay for it. Rabbonon or mesakin, you should do meshicha or other kinyonim, or hagbah. And therefore, since it has to belong to you, min ha-Torah, the Dalet Minim, therefore you should make sure to pay for them before Yom Tov, so that it's lochem min ha-Torah. Who's this Yesh Orim? It's the Machane Ephraim. The Machane Ephraim discusses if you buy something but you don't pay for it. So you do a Meshicha, but you haven't paid for it yet. If you then go and be Mekadosh Isha with that, is that considered the Kiddush Min HaTorah or not? Since Min HaTorah, it didn't fully belong to you. The Machane Ephraim, so it just brings a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam says that if you want a child to be Yotzei's Mitzvah of Dalet Minim on Sukkos, he says if you're Maknet to him, the Arba Minim, and then he's going to be Maknet to you back, there's a problem. Because the child can do a Kinyan Min HaTorah, but he can't be Makne Min HaTorah. So therefore, when he's Makne it back to you, it's not going to be considered yours Min HaTorah, at least. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah said by Arba Minim that you should make sure to pay for it in cash before Yom Tov. Now again, if we said there's a din of Lochem by Matzah, like by Dalet Minim, then one should Lechora be Makbid to pay for his matzahs. We're not talking about the case before when the seller doesn't want to take it on credit, he wants the money. Even if the seller's happy to sell it on credit, he doesn't mind getting the money after Yom Tov. But lechatchila still, one should pay for his matzahs before Yom Tov, because otherwise they might lack in lochem min ha-Torah, at least, if you say that matzahs have to be fully yours. Obviously, if you say the whole problem is, like the Ritva, like the Yerushalmi, like the Shagas Arya Paskins, that it's only because of mitzvah, habar ba'avera, then as long as the seller's happy, he agrees when he sells it to take the money after Yom Tov, it wouldn't be a problem to do it after Yom Tov. So too, it's not so poshut, I'm not saying b'dievd, of course it works, but it's not so poshut to pay for your matzahs with a check, if the check isn't going to be cashed before Yom Tov. Why? So the place can discuss it. If somebody buys something with a shtar choiv shalachim, which means I have a shtar choiv, somebody owes me money, I have a shtar, I want to buy something with that shtar. There's this whole discussion in the Poskim, is that considered kesef? Is that considered proper money? Why? Because the seller that you're buying off now is scared that you might be moichel the shtar, right? And therefore, he's not fully comfortable selling it with the shtar choiv shalachim. So to a check. As long as it's not cash, the seller's always a bit worried you might cancel the check might bounce, and therefore it may not be fully considered kesef, and therefore if you're choshesh that it has to be lochem, fully yours, then perhaps it'll be better to at least make sure the check gets cashed before Yom Tov. Now Rabbi Eliashiv said that a check does work, but he says not medin kesef, but medin a kinyan situmta. Situmta, the Gemara discusses, it's a kinyan durabonon, which is, let's say, the example my Rosh Shiva used to say, is in Antwerp, they used to have deals in the bourses, in the diamond bourse, and they used to shake hands to Yidden and say, Mazel Ubracha. That was the minute they shook hands and they said, Mazel Ubracha. So he said that is called the Kinyan Setumta. Kinyan Setumta means something which is the minik ha'olam, something which, that's even though that's not a kinyan in Chazal, people know that when you do that, that is a binding agreement that I have bought the item off you. But that only works with Rabbanon. So again, if you say that Min HaTorah, it has to fully belong to you, it has to be Lochem, then it's better not to pay with a check if it's not going to get cashed before Yom Tov. Obviously, if Mitzvah Ba'avira, it wouldn't be any problem.
So can this still be enough community between Matzah and Morah?
Because
if you pay for Morah with a check and it's a drabonon, you've done a Mashiach or Abba.
Right, because Morah nowadays is only drabonon.
Morah is a drabonon.
Only has to belong to you.
Yeah, I hear.
Yeah, very good. I'd like to finish off with a quick vote. Now on the subject of Matzah Gezula, there's obviously a famous minig. Everyone knows that on Seder night, the children steal the Afikoim. Now, a strange minhag, we're teaching children to steal, and all nights of Seder night, the night that we're trying to infuse our children with emunah, we're teaching them to steal, all busy all night stealing the afikoman. So again, the Chayk Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reisha, says that really this minhag is really based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chayk fin matzahs b'leili psochim. It's a big machlokes rishonim what that means, whether you used to eat it quickly, whether you used to chap it from each other to show how much they love the mitzvah. But the Chayk Yaakov says that at least based on that Gemara, Chayt fin matzahs b'leil psachim, it's some sort of smach to this minig of stealing the afikoman. But again, we still need some sort of explanation why. Of course, the reason is the Gemara says so that the children shouldn't fall asleep, and of course it does keep the children up, but there has to be some other justification to why we're teaching children to steal on Yom Tov. So the Ksav Sofer has a gewaldige chap. He says, now the Torah says that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it said that L'chol B'nei Yisrael Lo Yechratz Kelev L'Shoinim. No dog barked when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Now there's a Gemara that says, the Gemara says that a person should not live in a town where there's no dogs. Why not? Because when there's dogs, that keeps the burglars away, that keeps the thieves away. And therefore you should make sure that there's some dogs in the town. I think Baruch Hashem, here in London we have plenty of dogs, right? I don't know if it keeps the thieves away, but I'll call upon him, you should live in a town where there is dogs. So, now that we've said that, as a zecher to this nest, as a ksav sofer, of l'chol b'nei Yisrael, l'yecheratz kelev l'shoinoi, and therefore there was an increase of ganovim in the town because there were no dogs, therefore the children steal the afikoman as a zecher to that minik. Akosher and Pesach.
Go ahead.
No, he was asking about paying for hotels. So again, you're very welcome. So if you've paid for the whole hotel up front, especially if you've paid, if the cash has been checked,